Welcome again to another broadcast of Restoring Your Life. I'm very excited about today's topic. I learned a few things this morning while doing my Bible study, and I want to share with you. I am reading through the book of Galatians, but before we get started, let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your presence, for your power, for your love and your sound mind. I pray that you minister to every heart listening in today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm on Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Okay, first of all, by being a believer, you are going to receive all the promises that were given to Abraham. Okay, you stop and say, wait a minute. I don't have any of those promises. Well, let's continue to find out why. It says here, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. They had to offer sacrifices. They had to do a lot of stuff to stay in fellowship with God. But along with it, they also were opened up to all kinds of diseases, which are curses. And by the way, take a look at Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, and you will find diseases listed in there that go from hemorrhoids to eczema, to anxiety, relationship issues, mental illness, just a ton of stuff listed. And by the way, they are also found in believers today. That ought not to be so. But let's take a look at why. It says, but no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. The just shall live by faith. Now, we read that all the time, but let's dive into this a little bit more. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. So if you are under a law and you want to stay there, then you're opening yourself up to receiving all kinds of diseases. Okay, this is what we're trying to get to here, so that we can see that we've got to live fully by faith, period. Not under a law. Maybe a law you made for yourself. Maybe you're under some oath that you had made or something. And God wants you freed from all that. He wants you just to live under the law of faith. And I do know what that law of faith is, and I believe you do too. And it's Matthew 22, 38 through 40. Jesus says, I come to bring you not a new commandment, but he wraps it all up in this one commandment. And if we keep this one commandment, we fulfill all the law and the prophets. And it's Matthew 22, 38 through 40. We are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And it goes on to tell us, upon this hang all the law and the prophets. So it's not that we're trying to keep under a law. It's which law are we breaking? And what's that one? Who aren't we loving is the question. See, love and faith go hand in hand. And that's the New Testament life of a believer. The Old Testament was law and duty and sacrifice. That's the old way. We are under a new covenant, a new way. We've been given faith. And let me show something to you. This is a huge piece right here. Galatians 3:23. But before faith came, before faith came. So in other words, faith wasn't with the people in the Old Testament at all. They had to live by the law in order to please God. And it says, but before faith came, we were kept under the law. Then it says, after faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. See, the law came to show us transgressions. It didn't come to save anybody. It just came to show us our need of a Savior. Because in the Old Testament, they were looking towards a Savior, and we live in the blessed time of all times is with a Savior. I am so glad I'm born now. I hope you are too, that we weren't born back in Moses' days and before the covenant, before love was, delivered through Jesus Christ. I am so thankful that such a time as this for all of us, that we have the opportunity to live fully without a dis-ease, without the curses that fall under the law. You know, in ministry, I do address this. I actually do a teaching on spiritual roots and blocks to healing. And the main reason that we are under any of these types of diseases is because of our belief system. We haven't really grabbed a hold of whose we are. There was a meeting I did several years ago where an elderly woman came up to me after I shared a teaching on spiritual roots and blocks to healing. And she said to me, they wouldn't need to do all these things if they knew they were free from the curse. See, I didn't really see it at the time because I was so involved in helping people get freed from the curse that they were already free. So if you're not seeing the promises that are listed in the Bible of prosperity and relationship restoration and, your provisions are made and, you know, things like that, then there's something wrong. There's something awry in your belief system. Every person that has received Christ is a child of God. It says in verse 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We are heirs according to the promise because we are in Christ. I think we need to stop and ask ourselves this question. It's not a question of what laws we're trying to keep. It's which one have we broken? And again, that one main commandment is from Jesus Christ himself that tells us to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, let's take a look at that. Are we loving God with all that we are, with all that we have? That's where it starts. I remember the other day I was talking to my husband and I was telling him how I just didn't feel like I was doing enough for the Lord. And it was just really beating on me. And he looked at me as he does, and he said, Linda, the only thing you're supposed to do is love God. Now, how simple is that? And I really like when Paul talks about you've complicated the gospel. You know, we've complicated things by putting all these rules and regulations and laws. Do you know that stress comes when we put on too many laws on ourselves? Or even on other people. How many laws are we putting on others? You know, we put these expectations on people. Those are laws. You know, we are free. They are free. If everybody was free, we wouldn't be under any types of diseases in this world. I'll tell you, it would change your life. And I believe today might be the first day that you're going to grab a hold of this simple teaching of truth. Look at Galatians chapter 3. Read it for yourself. Find out what you have in Christ, and that you are the seed of Abraham, and that you have these promises for you. And if you don't see them working in your life, have a little talk with the Lord and ask him, Lord, where am I trying to keep myself under the law, which is not the law of love, but the law of works and doing and performing and going? Where am I under a law? Now, it doesn't mean we don't do those things. It means, where is your heart in it? Are you doing it to be loved and accepted and approved of? Are you doing it to please God because you're afraid he doesn't love you or that he's mad at you for some reason? Honey, God is not mad at you and he is not angry at you or disappointed in you at all whatsoever. You are his kid. He loves you. Now, he's going to come along and help prune off a few things so that you can become a greater person, but he loves you. He's never, ever abandoned you or rejected you or thrown you off to the side of the road to fend for yourself. Now, if you think those things, again, who are you believing? What law are you trying to keep? See, even in that, if we think God's not doing something or helping us or whatever, what law are we believing that's keeping us from receiving what God has for us. We might be under the belief system that God is supposed to do this or that. That's a law. Let God be free. You know, yesterday, I have to tell you this really quick story. Yesterday, it was Sunday. I went to church and I came home and two of my sheds were half cleaned. Now the day before, let me back up. The day before, Tom and I were talking out in this outside, and every time I go out about springtime, I look around at all the things that have to be done, and I started telling him that I wanted to get these sheds cleaned out. He just kind of looked at me with these glossed over eyes, and I thought, okay, I'm done talking about that right now, because it takes him to help me do it. All right, so I just put it off to the side, and I said, Lord, you know what? I know we can do it together. Not a big deal. I don't even have to include Tom. And I left it at that. So yesterday morning, I go to church. I come home and the sheds were cleaned out. And I thought, this is interesting. Tom says to me, okay, did you pray? And I says, well, I mean, I talked to you about it. I don't know about praying about it specifically. He says, but I have joy of doing this. See, yesterday I put him under a law, didn't I? He lost his joy. And the Lord deposited into him to do this. And God equipped him to do this. He did it with joy. He said, do you know that it was actually quite fun doing this? I really enjoyed doing this. And I just smiled and I thought, thank you, Lord, for showing me not to put other people under a law either so that they can be free. The Bible says, take our request to God, all of them, everything we think we need, everything that we are full of care about, take to the Lord. And sure, have a discussion, but don't lay the law on people. I remembered my husband put up a little sign in the kitchen one time. It says, it's the law. It was a little piece of paper that I had cut out of a magazine because he's always telling me, you're always under the law, you know? So I'm hoping to help you here with this truth that we do not have to stay under the law of the letter of the laws that you created, your vows and all those oaths and decrees that you put upon yourself. No, wipe it all clean today. I give you freedom to wipe it all clean today. Grab a hold of this truth that you are to walk by faith alone because of Christ living in you, because of the law of love dwelling in your heart. Well, in conclusion to this, the reason why we are seeing these kinds of diseases in churches today is because we need to take a look at our heart and find out which law we are finding ourselves fulfilling. Is it the law of the letter or is it the law of love? So, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I agree in spirit. By receiving your perfect love that casts out all the fear and the diseases. In Jesus' name, amen.